Well, thank you, Jack. I'd like to welcome the listeners in our radio audience to this special series of Bible studies that we'll be engaged in this week. And if you will, allow me to have just a few minutes this morning to talk about my duty as a gospel preacher. I think my duty as a gospel preacher is summed up by Paul's words in Ephesians 4:15, when he said we are to speak the truth in love. Now, speaking the truth means to be true in doctrine and profession. It means to tell the truth. And it's my intent in this series of lessons from day to day this week to hold fast to the truth by proclaiming the truth to others. But I want to focus on the second part of this phrase. Paul said we are to speak the truth in love. What does that mean, to speak the truth in love? Let me suggest that there are at least four applications of this. First of all, I am to speak the truth in love for other people. Love for the souls of others must show itself in caring about what happens to them. We've got to be fully convinced that only the truth can help men. Jesus said in John 8:32, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Nothing but truth will save men. And so I've got to speak the truth, but I've got to do it in love. And you know, it's possible to speak the truth, but to lack a disposition of love for other people. Truth that's spoken in a harsh, crabbing, and sour manner is not designed to save. Truth that's spoken out of a motive to prove that I'm right. And that's all I've got when I get up in the pulpit, is this motive to prove I'm right and somebody else is wrong. Well, that's often a hindrance to people. Or truth that is spoken purely out of an argumentative spirit is truth that is cheapened. Truth about hell that's spoken in a manner which enjoys condemnation is repulsive. Or truth spoken with an attitude of indifference toward souls, that's offensive to people. Look, if you're going to convince another man of his error, you must first convince him of your love for him. You're only going to save those people who honestly believe you care about them. So, I've got to speak the truth in love for other people. Now, this does not mean that we should compromise truth because we love people. There can be a real temptation to pass judgment on people and declare them saved simply because we love them. I mean, we want the best for them, and we want to promise them the best. But how can we promise them good when they've not obeyed the truth? In 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 22, Peter said, "Seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth." Only those people who have obeyed the truth have their souls purified. And so if I say to someone, "Well, you know, I love you, so I'm going to declare you saved," I'm just giving them my promises, and they don't mean anything. What people need are the promises of God, not ours. A person who compromises truth out of love doesn't really love people. In the book of 1 John chapter 3 and verse 18, John said, "My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth." You see, I may say I love someone, but if I don't tell them the truth, if I don't love them in actuality, and that's what it means to tell them the truth, to really love them, well, then I don't love them at all. It's not enough just to say you love somebody. You've got to tell folks what's right. Compromise, that's the devil's tool, and he uses that to damn the souls of men. We're warned in 1 Peter 5:8 to be sober and be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour. The devil is out to destroy men, and one of the ways he does that is by compromising truth. In the book of John, chapter 8 and verse 44, Jesus gave this warning when he said, "You are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. And when he speaks a lie, he speaks of his own, for he is a liar, and he is the father of it." And so, if we refuse to teach the truth to people because we love them, we say, "Well, I care about them, I wouldn't want to hurt their feelings," or something like that. Look, we don't really care at all. If we're going to tell someone a lie, we're like the devil. The devil is the one who doesn't teach the truth, and he uses compromise to destroy men's souls. We're not going to be like him. The world, though, is going to call upon us to compromise because of love, quote unquote. And what I mean is, the world has a cheap view of love that says if you love somebody, well, don't say anything that might upset them or distress them. And sometimes truth does upset us. But isn't that a good thing? That truth sometimes causes us some distress and makes us reevaluate our situation? It may cause some discomfort, but that's good if it causes a man to evaluate his situation and then to do what truth demands. So if we really love people, we're going to teach the truth regardless. And so, I'm to speak the truth in love for other people, but secondly, I'm to speak the truth in love for the truth itself. We speak truth because it is right. Truth is noble. Truth is designed to be exalted. Truth is more valuable than anything else we may possess. And I don't care what you got, truth is more important than that. In Proverbs 23:23, Solomon said, "Buy the truth and sell it not. It's worth whatever price you have to pay, but don't sell it at any price." Without love for truth, we ourselves will not be saved. Listen to Paul's words in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, beginning at verse 10, as he talks about the working of the devil, "with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved." Notice, those who don't have the love of the truth have the devil working in them. And it says, "For this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness." And so, without love for truth, what's going to happen to us? Our own souls will be condemned. Look, if it's the truth, it doesn't make any difference who else believes it. We've got to believe it. And it doesn't make any difference who else teaches it. We've got to teach it. And if every man hates it, we must love it if it's the truth. If every man rejects it and spurns it, we must still hold to it. Oh, isn't it sad that today we're told, just love Jesus. What you teach or what you believe doesn't matter, just so long as you love Jesus. Folks, if that's true, then Jesus doesn't matter, because both Jesus and His will are embodied in His teaching. Love me, love my word, that's what Jesus says. That's why He said to those people in John 8:31, those disciples who believed on Him, He said, "If you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed." So who's really a disciple of Jesus? Who really loves Jesus? It's the one who continues in His word. Listen to the words of the Savior in John 12:48, as He gave this warning. He said, "He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day." And so we must respect and hold high the words of Jesus, to speak the truth in love, for truth itself. In John chapter 14 and verse 23 and 24, Jesus said, "If a man love me, he will keep my words. My Father will love him. We will come unto him and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings. And the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's which has sent me." And so if we're going to say that we love Jesus, we're going to love His word. The sad fact is, most people who profess to love Jesus don't care that much for His word or for His truth. And that's evident when they speak as they do about doctrine, when they say, "As long as you just believe in Jesus, it doesn't matter what else you believe." Can we be different than that? Can we so love the Savior that we love His truth? You know, attitudes today are much like they were back in old Jerusalem in the time of Isaiah or Jeremiah. Listen to the words of the prophet Isaiah in Isaiah 59 and verse 14. He said, "Judgment is turned away backward, and justice standeth afar off, for truth is fallen in the street, and equity cannot enter." Is that the way truth is in this city? Is truth fallen in the street? Listen to the words of Jeremiah. In Jeremiah chapter 5 and verse 1, as he talked about the scarcity of truth and the scarcity of men who love truth. In Jeremiah 5:1, he said, "Run to and fro through the streets of Jerusalem and see, and find, seek in the broad places thereof, if you can find a man, if there be any man, that executes judgment and that seeks the truth." Is that the way it is today? I think in many places it is. Can we be different than that? Can we speak the truth because we love truth itself? But thirdly, I'm to speak the truth in love for God. We speak truth because we love the God of truth. Isaiah said in Isaiah 25:1, "O Lord, Thou art my God. I will exalt Thee. I will praise Thy name, for Thou hast done wonderful things. Thy counsels of old are faithfulness and truth." Ladies and gentlemen, if God is going to be our God, and if we're going to exalt Him, then we must hold fast to His truth. We speak the truth in love for God Himself. Listen to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. And in verse 13, Paul said, "For this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when you received the word of God, which you heard of us, you received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth the word of God, which effectually also works in you that believe." And so this word is the word which has come from God, and if we love God, we will love His truth. God is the source of every good thing we have. That's why James said, as he did in James 1:17, that every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights. Just as God gives us other good things, He is the provider and giver of truth. And we're thankful for all that God gives. We're thankful for His truth. And if we are thankful for His truth, then our love for God will be expressed by loving His truth and respecting His truth. Listen to Psalm 86, and in verse 11 it says, "Teach me Thy way, O Lord. I will walk in Thy truth. Unite my heart to fear Thy name." Do you fear the name of God? Do you want God to teach you His way? Then walk in His truth. Listen to His truth and walk therein. Love for God is not some sentimental love that merely expresses affection toward God. Love for God involves a commitment to Him. John 14:15, Jesus said, "If you love me, keep my commandments." Love for God that speaks light of His commandments isn't love at all. And so let us, because we love God, love His truth and speak His truth. Let's speak the truth in love for God. But finally, I am to speak the truth in love for my own soul. You know, the salvation of a man's soul is at stake depending upon how he treats the truth. We've already read the scripture in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verses 10 and 12, where it talked about those who believe not the truth. And it said those persons, the reason they didn't believe the truth is they didn't love the truth. But it said that those persons would be damned. They would lose their souls because they didn't love the truth. If I love my own soul, I'm going to love truth. How short-sighted men are when they compromise truth. They destroy themselves. Only truth saves men. And we ought to be deathly afraid of promoting error. We must avoid proclaiming error like we would avoid hell itself. In fact, that is what we avoid. There is then clearly an element of self-interest in speaking truth. And it's not wrong to have that kind of self-interest. I speak the truth because I love my own soul. Jesus said in John 16, or rather Matthew 16 and verse 26, He said, "What is a man profited if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul?" When others ask us to compromise truth to suit them, do you realize what they ask? They ask us to give up our own souls to please them, and they ask too much. Some men may be willing to go to hell for the sake of pleasing men, but I'm not. And so it's my duty this week in this special series to speak the truth because we love other people, because we love the truth itself, and to proclaim the truth because we love God and because we love our own souls. And I hope that you'll come to this special series of Bible studies. We'll be looking forward to seeing you this week. Jack?